Okay, I'll bring in what comment I was going to make into the summary then, because it was actually pulling it all together in some ways. I'm going to be fairly short because I don't know about the rest of you, but I find these conferences, these online conferences, quite tiring. Strangely, if you go to a face-to-face conference, you can sort of stare out of the window for a while and read the newspaper and everything else. But in the online conferences, I concentrate far more, and then it can get tiring. Interesting range of presentations today. I'm sort of trying to work out some common themes between them. If I had to take one, I'd say that we talked about lifelong learning, strangely. And that seems a bit of an odd thing to talk about, because lifelong learning has been talked about endlessly within the various countries of the European Union and further afield over the last 10 years. But I do think that the major theme that we've been talking about today has been that learning itself is becoming embedded, particularly in the work process, but as George pointed out, within communities as a whole, and that learning is becoming more and more an everyday activity we do along with other things we do, rather than learning being seen as the preserve of a specialist domain called education and training, and specialist institutions called schools. And I suppose I've forgotten who it was. I think it was Barry or was it George who specifically referred us to Illich's idea from 1970, I think, of de-schooling society. And then I suppose the question is, are we talking about de-schooling society? It was Barry, thank you, George. Are we talking about de-schooling society, or are we talking about re-schooling society in terms of moving learning into much wider fields? But then we became into the issue that if learning is moving into ever wider fields, firstly, what's the contextual nature of that learning taking place? Because that learning takes place in a particular context of both of the activities and the environment of the learners. And then that brings us into a particular problem with qualifications, because qualifications start not from the context of learning and not from the environment in which the learner is taking place, but precisely in that unique activity of the learner. And then we moved on to questioning competence-based qualifications as they are presently constituted, which Alan is saying are not helpful. The counter debate comes that yes, people need a certain level of qualification, a certain level of basic competence, and this is exactly the same debate which came out of the seminars at the Institute for Prospective Technology Studies in Sevilla last week. Do you have to have that basic level? Then we come to the question of qualifications. If you move on to looking at lifelong learning, if you take into account the informal learning, then what's the role of formal qualifications? Then we get ourselves into a bit of a quandary. We can all see the desire to maximize learning potential, and on the other hand, see the need for qualifications. Alan, I think, went stage further than anyone else, because he said, yes, we need to recognize competence, but that will be done through the pay structures and not through the qualification structures, which I think was an interesting thing. And then we moved on, I suppose, to start looking in the other theme, which are two themes which have run through the day, which I'm really happy about, because they're the core themes underpinning this conference. Is one of what the role technology is playing on this and how we widen out technology. That will be the major theme of tomorrow's events, where we've got a whole number of interesting speakers coming on. But then we looked at the training of trainers and how that might happen. There was general agreement on changing roles. A fascinating presentation with the photographs, which were showing actually new roles for the trainees and analysing their own work roles and how the trainer is specifically playing a role in supporting the way the learners look at their own learning. We looked at where trainers are at in different countries in Europe itself. And then finally, I think, and this is my comment on Eileen's talk, I suppose, closing the circle a little. And of course, once more, with Eduardo, we were looking at how trainers are trained and what the role of qualifications is for them. And closing with Eileen's talk, where I think she was specifically saying, yeah, we had to pick up on what Alan was saying. Instead of having a qualification structure based on an external competence framework, we might have a series of commitments, which are commitments made by the different stakeholders, the different partners who have something to do with the context of where learning takes place. But then it may well be up to the learner themselves, and of course in this aspect the learners are trainers, for the learners themselves to start recognizing the learning which is taking place, and then to articulate or reflect on how that learning meets some form of continuous learning, which perhaps could be assessed within a peer group context. So I think there's a whole series of judgment of movements of ideas throughout the day. A couple of things picking up, I suppose. I think George raised some big questions about politics and values and where we are at education and what we see the role of training should be within society and what we see the role of learning should be in society. And I think George raised a major point that it's not just a technical question, but it's a political and social question. And Barry, in a similar vein, talked about the massification of education, which was just giving us a qualifications and an employability-driven structure rather than supporting the learning of individuals. And he put forward the idea of linking learning to innovation as a way out of that employability position. So I think you've got a whole spectrum from different techniques being used, but primarily beginning to look at the changes taking place through learning being embedded within life and work processes, and what the social values that come out of that are. And that's the main things I've got, I think, from today's conference.